Hello, my name is Marcy Timmerman. I'm the Executive Director at Mental Health America of Kentucky. Thank you for joining us for this brief moment with 2024's Mental Health Month campaign called Where to Start. Today's toolkit piece is called Building Your Coping Toolbox. But building a coping toolbox is a great way to be prepared for those times when your mental well-being starts to slip. Think of it as a safety net. Creating your toolbox can be as simple as writing a list on your phone or on paper of what helps, like breathing exercises or going for a run. This way, when you start struggling with your mental health, you don't have to remember what to do or search for tips. You can also have a physical toolbox and fill it with things like a stress ball, written notes for yourself, and photos that make you happy. If you make a physical toolbox, it's a good idea to still include a list of non-physical coping skills that help. If you're starting from scratch, here are some ideas. Some mood boosters. You might want to read the story of someone you admire. Watch a funny YouTube video. Play with an animal. Watch a movie you loved when you were younger. Reorganize your room. Make a list of places you want to travel or things you want to see in your own town. Repeat affirmations. Saying an affirmation or statement with positive and personal meaning can bring calm. Pick something that speaks to you. I believe in myself. Fear doesn't control me. I let go of my sadness. I am safe. Address your basic needs. Eat a healthy snack. Drink a glass of water. Take a shower or bath. Take a nap. Brush your teeth. You might want to process your feelings. Draw how you're feeling. Make a gratitude list. Reflecting on things you are thankful for can help you change your mindset. Punch a pillow. Scream. Let yourself cry. Rip paper into small pieces. Vent. Venting is not the same as asking for help. It's taking an opportunity to share your feelings out loud. We do this naturally when we talk with someone we can trust about whatever is upsetting us. You can also vent by writing a letter to the person who upset you. Keep the letter a couple of days and then tear it up. Stick to pen and paper. Using social media when you are highly emotional can be tempting, but you might say something you regret. Another category is volunteering or acts of kindness. Do something nice for someone you know. Help a stranger. Volunteer your time. Under the problem-solving category, you can make a list of potential solutions to problems. It can help to brainstorm with a friend or family member. You can make a list of your strengths. There are plenty of things about you that are awesome, no matter how down you are feeling at the moment. If a person has upset you, talk with them directly. Fill in the blanks to this sentence. I feel blank when this happens because blank. Next time, could you please blank? Example, I feel left out when you make plans and don't tell me until the last minute because then I can't join. Next time, can you please invite me earlier? Under hobbies and stress relievers, learn something new. There are tutorials for all kinds of hobbies online. Create, try a craft project, color, paint, or draw. Invite a friend to join you for added fun. Write, you could write a story, a poem, or an entry in a journal. Get active. Dancing, running, or playing a sport are some good ways to get moving. Play a game or do a puzzle. Get a plant and start a garden. Under relaxation exercises, practice belly breathing. Put one hand on your stomach and start to inhale slowly. As you breathe in, imagine a balloon in your stomach filling up and continue to inhale until the balloon is very full. Put your other hand on your heart. Feel your heartbeat and hold your breath for 5 seconds. Now let your breath out slowly for 10 seconds. Feel your belly flatten like a deflating balloon. Repeat this process 4 or 5 times, and you should notice your heartbeat slow down and your muscles relax. Try progressive muscle relaxation. Clench your toes for a count of 5, then relax them for a count of 5. Then move to your calves, then your thighs, then your abs, then your arms, then your neck. You could play with a fidget toy. Go for a walk. Feel the ground under your feet and the air on your skin. Focus on your senses. Find a guided meditation on YouTube. Do yoga. You can find videos on demand using your TV or online. Read a book. Listen to music, a podcast, or an audiobook. Unplug. Turn off your phone, tablet, and/or computer for an hour or so. Use your 5 senses. Tuning into your sensory experiences can be comforting during intense moments. Touch. Stress balls. Silly putty. A pet or a stuffed animal. Blanket. For hear, click a pen, pop bubble wrap, listen to a calming playlist. For seeing, photos with loved ones, snow globes, affirmation, and quote cards are good ideas. So taste, sour candy, mints, tea. Smell, a a candle, scented lotions, essential oils. Under the ask for help category, text a friend. Ask someone to just sit with you. Call a family member. Call a friend you haven't talked to recently. Call a warm line if you can't think of anyone to reach out to. If you're in crisis, call 1-800-273-TALK, which could also be 988, or text HELLO, H-E-L-L-O, to 741-741. If you still feel sad, worried, or scared after trying to help yourself, you might be showing signs of anxiety or depression. Taking a mental health test at mhascreening.org can help you find out if you are at risk for a mental health condition. If you are struggling or in crisis, help is available. Call or text 988 or chat at 988lifeline.org. You can also reach Crisis Text Line by texting HELLO, that's hello, to 741-741. This is the end of this piece of information from the Mental Health Toolkit called Where to Start, produced by Mental Health America National. This has been brought to you by Mental Health America of Kentucky at www.mhaky.org or all of our resources, including local resources where you can reach out for assistance. Thank you, and please don't hesitate to contact us if you need anything. Have a great day.